Well, thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we come to Mark chapter 4, verses 30 through 32. Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth, yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." Big things come from small beginnings. Think about this. It takes approximately 750 mustard seeds to weigh 1 gram, and it takes 28 grams to equal just 1 ounce. But once the seed's in the ground, man, it takes off. It grows into the largest of all garden plants, reaching 10 to 12 feet in height, with branches big enough to provide shade for birds. The parable emphasizes that things perceived as insignificant can become great, like the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God started small. A baby born to a young mother in the backward province of a small country. The baby grew into a man in the insignificant province of Galilee in a small town called Nazareth. These humble beginnings prompted the future followers of Jesus to ask, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Jesus' ministry lasted only 3.5 years, and yet it changed the course of history and eternity. In Jesus, eternally great things came from a beginning that seemed so insignificant. Lord Jesus, thank you for humbling yourself in order to lift me up. Thank you for dying in order to give me life. Thank you for becoming small in order to provide an eternal kingdom just for me. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.